This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Now, I know you are getting tired of us talking about wars outside the United States, and you are tired. It's no more shocking news when we tell you about our involvement in all of these wars and how horrible it is what we are doing in those countries. And yet, when something happens to us here, all of a sudden, as if, what did we do? You know, we're peaceful, loving, democratic people. You know, we just want to go out to the beach and enjoy the sun and the water and live and let live. Well, that's what you think. But that's not what we are doing. You know, John McCain was in Syria this past week. He illegally entered Syria to meet with the terrorists that are fighting the regime in Syria. You know, we're talking about arming the opposition in Syria, which most of them are people whom the CIA actually armed and sent in from different countries around the world to go and fight the regime in Syria. But you have no clue, and you don't know that we, the United States of America, are actually engaged in the war in Syria. Now, the news media just tell us there's like a civil war in Syria against this horrible dictator. Well, it's not. What is going on in Syria is exactly what went on in Libya and what went on in Egypt and what went on in Tunisia and in Yemen and all over the Middle East. It's part of the same program that we actually talked about last week. It's part of the same thing, but the question is, how come a trip by one of our most senior senators into Syria was not covered in the American media? As if it doesn't matter and it does not concern anyone. Well, it should, because he's a United States senator, and what he does over there, he does in the name of each one of us. We'll be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. The silent war that we are engaged in to destroy yet another army in the Middle East, another country in the Middle East, for the sole benefit of Israel. We are committing atrocities as the United States of America. We are committing murders. We are destroying peoples. We are destroying. You know how many people we destroyed and killed before we actually got Gaddafi of Libya? Do you know 15,000 people were killed? We did not hear about it. Just around the compound where Gaddafi had lived, you know, in the Bab al-Aziziyya, you probably don't remember that, but it was Bab al-Aziziyya was actually in the news every day. That's where the compound that Muammar Gaddafi was supposedly living in. And to destroy that, the United States, France, and England have destroyed every building, surrounded neighborhoods, total neighborhoods were wiped out completely. Where 15,000 people died. That's just to destroy the compound where Gaddafi was in. For what? What did we do it for? Was Gaddafi a danger to the United States? Did he threaten the United States? Think about it. We have a government that is running without checks and balances. We have a government that is running on its own. Actually, it's not running on its own. We have powers. Non-American, un-American powers. Israel Firster's powers throughout the world that are controlling our government and other governments around the world, and they are using this government and its resources and the people, because when you use a government, you are using the people underneath that government. Because who's going to go and fight these wars? It's not the government, because there's no such a thing as government. It's just a system. But it's actually people who fight wars. The only thing is, you know, it's amazing and amusing at the same time to see that the country thinks that it's doing something good. You know, every time you turn around, there is a parade somewhere commemorating how great our fighters are. And if you go out to the streets of the United States, you're going to find the majority of people think that what we are doing is right and they are proud of it. See, that's the sad, the crazy. It doesn't make sense. We feel so proud of our army, our military, our guys when they come back. But we never really sit down and think, wait a minute. What are those great guys and girls fighting for? We send them out into the battlefield, and when they come back, we make statues out of them. We worship them. We parade them all over TV with stories of love and emotion, someone coming from the battlefield to surprise his daughter in school, or surprise his girlfriend, or surprise his wife, etc., etc. And they give us these little stories that actually makes us feel good about what they're doing, even though we have no idea of what the hell they're doing and what they're doing it for. We have no idea, but yet we put them on a pedestal and worship them. We have a senator, one of the most influential figures, political figures in the United States, and that is John McCain, Senator John McCain, who worships the ground that Senator Lieberman walks on, and kisses the behinds of the Zionists in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, in Washington, because somehow he believes he will only be in power and stay in power until the day he dies, as if he pleases those Zionist masters. And you wonder, how free are we? How free is the free sovereign United States of America. Well, number one, they are supposed to be sovereign, but they're not. Because somehow even people in the United States, the citizens of the United States, don't understand the membership that their states have in the Union. The states are sovereign states, but yet the people in those states don't know that they're sovereign, but yet they give up all their rights to the federal government that is controlled by few, the rich and the influential, to play with it as they see fit. And on top of that, we have the media that these same people control to play on us and to convince us that what these big boys in Washington doing overseas is the right thing, and we believe them without even questioning. But yet, if you would just take 1 minute, 60 seconds, I mean, put a 1 minute timer in front of you and just think of the last 12 years since 9/11, what have we done in the world and what have we gained? How many lives did we take out? For what? How many lives are we? How many lives have? Because of what we have done, the United States, and still doing. You know, no one is questioning, because not too many people knew that Senator McCain was actually in Syria, and he met with the so-called Syria Free Army, and he promised them more weapons. He promised them more United States help. He promised them that they will, that the United States will get more seriously engaged in the war. Now think about it. If the most influential or one of the two or three most influential people in China or Russia would come into the country, into the United States illegally and meet with militia, okay? I don't want to name any militia. It doesn't matter. The point is clear. Wouldn't we as people feel that country is at war with us? If one of their biggest senators, a man who can make policy go, crossing the border, you know, we're going crazy because of some poor people crossing the borders to come here and work. What about if some influential Chinese or Russian leader comes into the United States and actually meets with militia who are trying to take over the government? Wouldn't we feel that this senator and that country is actually at war with us? And do we blame that country for taking any action against us? You be the judge. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443 if you would like to be part of the program. We're going to go to the phones with Alex in New York on line one. Alex.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I just came to apologize, Hashem. I'm sorry the way I acted months ago. I'm very sorry.
About what?
You know, I'm the person that used to call to your show, and I just came here to apologize, that's all.
Okay. I don't remember. What did you do? What did you say?
You remember what I said, you know? And, Mark, when I went to a tirade about me. Yeah, I just came to apologize.
Well, you know, Alex, it doesn't really... I respect all, even though I disagree with some of the callers, but you can rest assured that the callers who disagree with me, those are the ones I like more than the ones who agree with me. So no need to apologize. I take, everything people say, they have the right to say.
I'm just saying, you know, the problem is that these wars are for Israel, not for oil, for Israel. For interest of Israel.
I believe that because we were...
It is for interest of Israel, of course. It's for interest of Israel, not oil.
I mean,
if it was for oil, why we're not bombing the Gulf states now if it was for oil? They have more oil than Syria does. Syria doesn't have a lot of oil. It's for the benefit of Israel. Because Syria supports the Palestinian liberation struggle and the Lebanese resistance. That's why they're targeted by the Israelis.
You're right. You're right. Appreciate the call, Alex. Thanks a lot. Well, Alex is right. You know, in the beginning, many people were saying that this is for oil. But it does not hold water, that theory, because we were getting oil. We were even getting oil from Saddam Hussein when he was under siege, under economic boycott. We were getting 15% of our oil was coming from Iraq. You know, the evildoer, the bad guy. We were getting, and he would have sold us as much oil as we wanted. We are getting oil from Saudi Arabia. We're getting oil from all over the place. Even Muammar Gaddafi, we were getting oil. We had American companies working in Libya. So it wasn't about oil. We had monopoly on Arab oil, and no one was or would or dares to challenge us, because this is what the Carter Doctrine was all about. See, every one of our presidents, I guess they have a doctrine that is named after them. And the Carter Doctrine was that our oil underneath the Arab sand is United States national interest. And we will go in and protect that national interest by force if we have to. And everyone in the world understood that, and everyone in the world understood that the United States is very serious about protecting its oil underneath the Arab sand, and everybody accepted that doctrine. So it wasn't about oil, and no one dared to actually go to the Middle East and try to control it. But it was about Israel, and it was for Israel, and it's very simple and it's very clear. You know, the problem is we people don't read. That's the problem. If we read the documents that are out there, who did it, and what was the purpose of all these documents, you will know that what is going on in the Middle East was actually planned by the Zionists, implemented by the Zionists, and done by Americans. You know, we talked about the that I will keep actually reminding everyone about the strategies for Israel in the 1980s, which is very much a plan of how to destroy Israel's enemies. They wrote it down. They named every Arab country, all 22 of them, and they said, we are going to go in there and destroy these countries, destroy the regimes, and divide these countries into little pieces. Now, if you watch what's going on in the world right now, you will see that Arab countries being divided, Arab people being divided. Hatred is the name of the game. And that's exactly what they said in the plan. They said each Arab country is built on these fault lines. Let's go in. You know, every country is built on fault lines. The United States is built on fault lines. And if we go into the dig, and you know what? Those fault lines, we'll talk about this, the fault lines in the United States after the break, because fault lines can be used to destroy countries. We're gonna tell you how. We're out there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. And I believe Alex has called back. Let's go to the phones. Alex.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about the Israel plan in 1980s. I have that document.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what we see in Syria is part of that plan. They're trying to split Syria into different states.
Well, Syria, as a matter of fact, Alex, was the first state that they wanted to actually go and destroy, but they could not do it. They wanted to do that back in 1982 when they invaded Lebanon. The plan was to invade Lebanon and finish off to Syria to take out the regime.
Like, what we're not seeing regarding Syria, like we mentioned Wahhabites, but another faction is involved in the Syrian civil war, and those are the Kurds. And the Kurds, and it's known for years that Israel has ties with the Kurds.
Well, that's what Israel actually, you know, said is going to work on. Now, the fault lines in all of these societies, basically, you know, we have fault lines of our own. We have our fault lines, let's say, in the American society is blacks and white, Hispanics.
But I mean, with the Kurdish issue, Turkey, this reason why Turkey is involved is the Kurdish issue. They want to take their Kurds out so that they could go to Syria and have their state in Syria. That's mm-hmm. why Turks are involved. You know the recent peace deal with Turkey and the PKK? It's likely they might get involved, the Kurds, in Syria. And they are, literally, in northeast of Syria.
Yes, definitely. All right, Alex, thanks for the call.
So, may I make this as well?
Yeah, go ahead.
The problem is that, sadly, a lot of left-wing people are just misinformed regarding these wars. They think it's for America's interest, and it's not. It's for Israel's interest. Very few people know this. Like, James Petras is the only one at left I could think that knows this, but everyone else doesn't. They're just, they just follow the, you know, people like Chomsky who designed it. Chomsky is a Zionist. He said on Israeli TV. You can search on YouTube. He said he supports the state of Israel.
Yes.
In Israel, in TV, I've seen it. Channel 2.
No. I mean, it's not. I mean, he wrote it a long time ago. He said he is a Zionist. But
a labor Zionist.
He does not like...
the current government. The current government.
he's been saying, not just the current government, Chomsky has been... saying this from the get-go, that he is a Zionist, he is for Israel and Palestine. He does not agree with Israeli policy towards the Palestinians, but he's a Zionist, and there are many Zionists who actually are like that. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call. Well, you know, in that document that we're talking about, you know, fault lines, if you have the power to go into these fault lines and bring them up to the surface by pumping up few millions of dollars to bring these fault lines up, I bet you somebody can do big damage right here in the United States. Every country has fault lines. If it's religious, if it's ethnic, if it's economic, you know, you can have riots all over. You can have chaos. And you want to know something? We don't know what the next 20 or 30 years. We don't know what's going to happen with this economy. The only thing that is keeping the fault lines in the United States from surfacing up is basically the economy is okay still. Yeah, sure, we have people standing in lines at the unemployment, and we have people, you know, homeless, we have people having a hard time putting food on their tables, but the majority of people can do that at ease. You have people in other countries who struggle all day long just to bring food to their family, and if they can find it. And we're not talking about like very few people. Like if you look around town, whatever town you are in, you will see that the majority are okay. And you can go down to Burger King, flip burgers for a few hours a day, and you will make enough money to have your own car, have your apartment, and live comfortably. As long as we have that. But the only reason we actually have that is because we are printing money out of thin air that other countries cannot do that. We have something called the Federal Reserve Bank that's basically keeping money in everybody's pockets, in the majority of people's pockets. Not that we are making that money, earning it. A better word, we are making it by asking the Federal Reserve Bank to give us a number, send it to the Treasury, and the Treasury sends an order to the print to print dollars, and we have more dollars in our economy. Then we start loaning all these billions of dollars. You know, if we are at a deficit, if you can't make enough money to pay your bills, how do you bail out your brothers and sisters in trouble? If you yourself cannot make enough money, how do you bail out? Well, that's another question that we never ask. Well, wait a minute. When Obama says a $80 billion bailout to Wall Street, so if if we are broke, if the federal government, the money that's coming to it is less than the money it's spending, then it's broke. I think that's what broke means. And if that's what it is, then how do we get all these bailout billions of dollars? Well, easy. Ben Bernanke, all he has to do is just, and he is telling senators that he's ready with a bailout anytime, stimulus, whatever you want. He's telling senators and congressmen, hey, look, we are ready. Just say the word and we will bail out. It's good for them. It's good for the Federal Reserve Bank because the Federal Reserve Bank is a private entity that's actually making money on the money that they give us. Well, not give us, the money that they print and give to other banks to actually start loaning, or for the government to give it to the auto industry, to the housing industry, to Wall Street, to whomever they decide to give it to. And that's so we kind of got off the topic here, but that was very important that you know the reason why the fault lines in our country. Number one, no one dares to actually start BSing with our system of government. Even though it is very easily, it can be easily manipulated. You know, work on the black community, work on the Hispanic community, work on this, you know, infiltrate these groups and start putting ideas that they must hate the white guy, they must hate the black guy, they must hate this and hate that. And then get in the religious community, you know, start hating Catholics and start hating evangelists and start hating everybody, just hates everybody. That's exactly what we, the United States, spending millions of dollars on in the Middle East, in the Arab world, to actually start hatred. It's a hatred game. Then after you establish this hatred game, you take 10 years of establishing this hatred game between Muslims and Christians, Kurds and Arabs, Sunnis and Shiites and Wahhabis and all kind of, even people who did not even know they were divided, we very much divided them. And we supported this, against that, against this, and all of a sudden, everybody hates everybody. And all it takes is millions of dollars. Now, in countries where we could not actually do that, we had to go in militarily and do it, like what we did in Iraq, what we did in Libya. But now this Arab Spring that all of a sudden, you know, the media, Fox and CNN and everybody, all of them found themselves to be on the side of this Arab Springs and people who want to free themselves, when they themselves knew, these media, these are the same media outlets who knew that Iraq did not have any weapons of mass destruction, but yet they were regurgitating this poison out to the American people so the American people can believe that there was actually an evildoer in Baghdad that had to be taken out. That same media that is a tool in their hands to keep you away from the truth, to keep you away from reality. And you don't care as long as you're flipping hamburgers at Burger King and you are having your apartment, having your girlfriend, having your beer, having your weed, having this, you're fine, you're okay. Just stay cool. Don't worry about what we're doing in the world. We got you covered. And that's what people, you know, people don't want to believe that the government, the one that we look at to protect us, our government We don't want to believe that it's a bad government that is doing all these things in the world. We might want to ask President Obama, why did we destroy all these homes in Libya to get to one man? Why did we kill 15,000 people within a couple of days, destroying the compound of Gaddafi just to get to him? Why? What did he do to us as Americans? And we hear, do you think Libya now is better off? Well, you don't hear the news coming out of Libya and Tunisia and Egypt. It's chaos. People are begging. Just like in Iraq, people are begging for the days of Saddam. You know, we feel, you know, you feel like we did something right in these countries. Or we freed these people. No, we did not. We did not. They had, those countries were peaceful. They had stability. They were on the right track economically, scientifically, technologically. Syria, just like Iraq. Iraq was one of the most technological countries in the Middle East, the most advanced self-sufficiency. That's what Iraq was under Saddam. You did not have problems between the people. Intermarriages between Sunnis and Shiites was the norms. It wasn't, you wouldn't even think, you know, it was just, you know, like here, you know, not long ago, if a Catholic wanted to marry a Protestant, it's going to be war. You know, now no one cares. Well, under Saddam, it was that way. No one cares if a Sunni married a Shiite or a Shiite married a Sunni or a Sunni married a Christian. It did not matter because all people thought of themselves as Iraqis, as Arabs. But yet, now everyone is looking to his own and his own only and hating everybody else. Now, where did that come from? The millions that the United States have pumped the taxpayers. See, the United States does not have money. It's taxpayers' money. It's people like you going out there and working, busting your behinds all day long for the government to go and please other government, as the government of Israel, to destroy its enemies for it. Because Israel wants to destroy. That's what they said in that document. And then a bunch of Zionists came in 1996, since they could not do it in 1982. They wanted President Clinton to do it, and they wrote what is famously known as the Clean Break document, which basically called for the destruction of Iraq in 1996. This was before 9/11. The people who wrote it became policy makers, decision makers in the Bush administration when they could not get President Clinton to implement their plan and destroy Iraq. Then these people came up with, they somehow became decision makers in the Bush administration, the first one, like Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, Richard Perle, and many, many of them, tens, if not hundreds of them, were all over the so-called democracy system in the United States, and they were able to take the country to war against Iraq, a country that did not do us any harm, didn't do anything to us, but yet we went and destroyed it under the auspices of, he's an evildoer. That's it. He's an evildoer. And you went along with it. The majority of people went along with it. The majority of people still feel proud of what we have done as a country in Iraq. Isn't this a shame? We are going to be looking at this, well, future generations. Once they get to the truth, they're going to be looking and saying, how stupid were our fathers and grandfathers. How stupid. How stupid were they? Why did they accept this craziness from a crazy man named George Bush? And then it continues. It continues with Obama. You know, George Bush and Condoleezza Rice, they said, well, we're going to export democracy to other countries in the Middle East. Well, that means we are going to implement what Israel wants. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we have a few minutes to actually wrap up. We will continue bringing you the truth that you will not get anywhere else in the coverage and the analysis that you will not get anywhere else in the mainstream media. Not that you are actually going to do anything about it, but I guess it's entertainment just like anything else. So, you know, really, what is the solution? What is the solution? They have the media. So you will not know what they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing. And they keep you, look what they are keeping you busy with. You know, Jody Arias for months and months and months, as if it's the only murder that took place in the country. And now since that one is over with, then you got the Trayvon Martin case. You know, the guy who killed Trayvon Martin. That's going to be the next Jody Arias. They got you so screwed up that you don't know if you're watching reality, fiction, science fiction, reality shows, pure entertainment, pure fiction. You don't know. It's all jumbled up together. You don't know if you're watching CNN, if this is a real program or what. You don't even know what to do with it. You don't know why are they spending millions and millions of dollars on that Jody Arias thing. Why? Because it was entertainment. Because it was entertainment. Now, couldn't they have used those hours and millions of dollars that it cost, hundreds of millions of dollars that it cost to cover that trial? Couldn't they have used that to educate you? Yeah, but why educate you? You know, an educated citizen is a national interest. You want to talk about national security? It starts with an educated citizen. If you're not educated, we are all in trouble. And you get educated from the media. So now we are all in trouble for sure. Because the media is a product that they control. The government is a product that they control. And you wonder why we are in the shape we are in. And how long is it going to actually stay that way? I guess forever, and we will continue doing what we're doing. You know, every time I want to give up, I very much remember that we can't give up. Even if we have one person that we educate every week, we are fulfilling what we need. Anyway, we will see you next week, same place, same time. We'll do the right thing. Something wrong.